Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Wednesday the 26th of June. I could be rambling today, got a few things to cover, some might annoy me, probably will, and others won't. Right, let's start with the horses. We're having a name theme this week. The greatest golfer that has ever played the game, Nicklaus. That'll get a few of you jumping up and down, but that's because you don't know what you're talking about. 350 at Salisbury, Nicklaus is the trader. So we're looking for a 25-30% trade, whatever you feel. And to help you now, we now have a horse trade calculator. Some time ago, our good man Arthur, I asked him to build, or he actually volunteered to build, a calculator for you for the over 3.5 goals. Trades that we do, and obviously we'll have more of those when the football season starts. And yesterday I asked him if he would add the one for the horses so that you can put in the price that you've backed at, enter whether you want to trade it at 25%, 30%, 40%, and it will then give you what to lay at, what price and stake. So for example, if you'd backed £200 at 5.6 and you wanted the 25% trade, it would tell you to lay at 4.2 for 266.67, giving you the £66 profit. The commission isn't included. If you wanted to go for 30%, you just change it to 30 and it would tell you to lay at 3.9 for 287 to win £87 all round, no matter the outcome. So that is now on the website in the members area. It is at the bottom of the results file templates list. You do need to be registered as a free member. There's no charge, just register as a free member. You can then access that area, download. There's some results templates in there, but at the bottom is the calculator, so you can just have it open, and then when you back Nicholas currently 5.6, if you back it at 5.6, put in the 5.6, put how much you've had on it, put whether you want it to trade at 25-30, whatever your personal aim is, and then it will tell you what to set the layout, and then you're good to go. So that should just help some of you with the trading, because I've had a few inquiries about how do you actually do it. So it's literally, if you put in the price you back at, they're always back to lays, put the back in, and then you set the lay for in running and hopefully get matched. If you don't get matched, you lose a point. But keep up, Kevin did go on and win yesterday, and the day before Cartagena Bay or whatever it was traded. Today the trade is Nicklaus, ridden by Ryan Moore in the 350 at Salisbury, looking for 25-30% trade, whatever you feel comfortable with. I was going to talk a bit today about setup, and then just had a quick scat through my emails this morning, the early ones, and somebody sent me this morning, so let's start with that. I got out of slagging off other services, but stuff like this that this guy's forwarded me today just drives me bananas. It's a new horse racing system that's being advertised. Would you like to, on a fairly regular basis, be hitting winners at 200 to 120 to 170 to 150 to 1? Well, no, I mean, you're just talking complete and utter nonsense. Regular winners on that basis. Let's just go down, and it then says something like, we exploit a gap in the market. I mean, just do me an absolute favour. And horses that have flown under the radar. You know, this is all about how people set them up. And if you're getting sucked in by shite like this, and I don't really know the guy behind it, and I'm not, I mean, if he wants to contact me, happy days, and we'll have a chat about it, because it just drives me fucking mad. Let's look at the reality then. He says horses at 50 to 1, 71, 200 to 1. On the jumps this year, jumps and all weather together, there have been 5,421 runners with a Betfair SP of 50 or more. The strike rate of those is 0.85%. And collectively, if you'd backed them all, you'd have lost 2,000 points, win and place. To turn it round, almost impossible. For somebody to be the number of winners, it's 0.85%. The number of winners, it's just ridiculous to try and claim that you can tip these horses up and make money. And if you flip it to the flat, which has been only going 4 months, there's been 936. Hang on a minute. That's only 1 month. Let's get them all up. So that's flat season started in March. There's been 2,593 selections over 50 Betfair SP with a strike rate of 0.96. And if you'd back them all, win and place, you would be a further 550 points down. Backing them at 11 o'clock in the morning, you'd be 475. To claim there's a loophole, and this every now and then, and we've seen two in the last couple of days. I think there was two yesterday. Big prices win, of course they do. But to make money doing them on Betfair or anywhere, for people to stand there and say I can back 66 to one shot, 200 to one shots regularly, it's just complete and utter fucking fantasy. Why is it relevant this morning? Because I was just going to talk about how people set them up. With obviously last week we had the racing, and I've shown some racing. I tweeted last night before I even got this email about how racing, you've got to have a different mindset. Obviously now the football season will be approaching fast in 4 or 5 weeks. I did some trading days back in April, May, and the people who are coming to them are going to be focused on trading, but I am managing it for them. So the one of the worst things for me is people trading football on their own, and I'll come to that in a minute. And then obviously we've got Ultimate, which is purely fixed odds betting. So people contact me, you know, people contact me about other products every single day. I get emails, I've had a look at this, what about this? Some of it I've followed, some of it I've done. You know, a couple of guys have contacted me and said, think this is really good, and we've put small money into it and proved that it's wrong, whatever. But stuff like that email are complete and utter bollocks. It's setting yourself up. So at the minute I'm getting emails saying, shall I do Ultimate? Shall I do trading? Shall I do racing? It's got to be a personal decision. What I try and highlight is each one of those disciplines, whilst you still need all the record keeping, you need a discipline, you need to be able to absorb losers, you need all that emotional and discipline in it. It's the what suits you. You shouldn't worry what I'm doing, and I say this in every one of my seminars. You shouldn't worry what other people, what, you know, let's take people on Twitter who make money, Psykoff, Lord Dio, whatever, these people who are making money, highs and green on the thing. You've got to do what suits you. And part of the thing that annoys me, you know, the football season ends and all of a sudden people are teaching you how to trade tennis or teach you how to trade cricket, and you think, oh, I'll do that. It took me years to learn how to trade football, let alone thinking I can pick up a manual and trade tennis in 2 weeks' time or cricket in 2 weeks' time. Anything that people whack out like that, the likelihood is there's no edge in it and you're going to get shafted in the long term. Setting yourself up, it is about what suits you. And I've said it all year, less is more. I do racing. I do the odd trade, which I mentioned to you here, Nicholas, this, that and the other. I normally find two or three of those a day, not every day, that I'll trade if I'm about, because I haven't got a bot set up for them. And then I use BetEngine for fixed odds racing, in effect, where I just load the horses up at 11 o'clock when my sheets are done, and I let it ride. And occasionally I'll check on it, and I was with Chrissy Spreadsheets yesterday, and we were talking about betting in general, and I showed him the bot and it was losing, and I thought, oh, here we go, we're gonna have a bad day. I've had a few good days, gonna have a bad day today. When I got home again, checked it, horrendous. Now I'm down in the depths of head in hands, and at the end of the day it all turned round and I did win, ended up winning $2,500 across my 10 tabs on BetEngine. But more often than not, I won't even look at that. I'll look at it the next morning, or I will look at it last thing at night. Very rarely do I check it during the day. It's only the fact that I'd shown it to Chrissy that it piqued my interest. I thought, oh, I'm having a bit of a trauma here. But you've just got to be able to put it on a lose. Now, one of those systems had 28 straight losers over the last 2-3 days. 28 straight losers. You've got to be able to handle that. And that's a separate issue. And that's, somebody said about my tweet, isn't it all the same? It's not all the same, because I'll never have 28 straight losers at football. The way I bet, it's absolutely impossible. It is impossible. I know people say, well, nothing. It is impossible for me to have 28 straight full losers at football. But racing, I accept that that's the way it is. I accept the volatility of it. I accept that my bank goes up and down a lot more than it does the football. And I put it on there. And Gadget Trader said he lays because he doesn't like long losing runs. He likes to be able to manage it. It's about what suits you. So the racing really is only for people who've got a bank to set up, who set it up correctly, who understand what they're betting and understand the losing streaks and can control it. You then take the football fixed odds, in effect FTS Ultimate, and if anybody says to me where to start, I would always say start there. Firstly, it's the minimal work. You're only putting bets on a Friday and a Tuesday. Once your bets are on, you don't touch them. I never trade a bet off FTS Ultimate. So once I've bet it, one of my systems, once I've put the bets on, that's it. Now, of course, you'll be subject to variance. You'll be still, because you're not controlling it like you are a trade, we're subject to the fact that we could have a losing run of 5, 6, 7 games. You know, you're backing home wins. It can happen because we're not in control of anything else. We're just putting the bets on and letting it go. It may be that you get to Christmas and the bank hasn't moved. It's more of a slow burner. It happens over time. And I showed in 2015 seminars how £500 went to £37,000, starting with £5 stakes using 3 systems. And that took 3 years to do. I'm going to reintroduce those systems. I mean, the guys in the seminar, you put them out thinking, well, I'll protect those for those guys, but now there's only me and my dog doing them and a couple of others. I'm going to reintroduce those this year for Ultimate, in effect, as 3 systems for people who are new to it to start off with. So it'll be somewhere, people say, where do you start? That's what I would start with. And it's home wins, laying the draw, put them on, leave them, walk away. But you accept that there'll be periods that stand still. And again, I say to people, you shouldn't be thinking one season. I look at everything I do there, 3 to 5 years. And I let the bad times go, and it's a steady growth over time. You then take football trading, which is completely different again, because I'm now in complete and utter control of everything I do. I could get up in the morning and have a sheet with 20 possible games to trade on. And some of you who came to the trading days saw my trading sheet and have 8 or 9 different methods. And one might have 4 games under it, one might have 5 games. Now, certain things have got to happen there. Firstly, I've got to be about to trade them. So it's not something I can just put bets on and leave. I've got to be about to trade them. Secondly, the way I trade, and it's often different to other people. People claim to be able to watch game. I'm not saying they're wrong, but they claim to watch games and be able to predict goals and work out the value of whether 8 shots or whatever. Not for me. Everything I do is based on pre-game value and price. So my last phase of deciding whether anything is a trade is checking a price. So I then check the price. I'd need to be here to check the price. Once I check the price, that's it. I know the method I want to do. In I go. Now I can control what price I enter at. I can control what price I exit at. I can control my stakes. I can control whether to green it up altogether. I can control whether to leave it as a free bet and leave the profit on one outcome. I can control if I'm doing 3 or 4 games to close my position over those 3 or 4 games and take a loss over the 3 or 4 or take a green over the 3 and 4. I can control if I've won 3 to take a small loss and manage everything about football trading. I'm in control of if I'm sat here with my screens up doing it. But it involves time, and the danger for me when I talk to people about football trading and when you give people methods, on a Saturday in the season, there's 500-600 games on Betfair. And unfortunately, what happens is people, I have my list, and I've said before, only trade games on the list. I've tweeted people, so I've got bad discipline. Create a list in the morning. I don't look at any other game on my list. At the minute, through this summer, I've been tinkering with other leagues because I've got an API feed. So I've been having a look at other leagues compared to FDD. I'm meeting FDD the 10th of July. We'll have a discussion then with people who have suggested leagues to me, like Superettan or Paraguay, about putting those in. So my database of leagues might grow. But once the game's on my sheet, be it a Chinese game, be it an MLS game, be it an English Premier League game, they're the only ones I'm interested in. The problem with sitting at a computer with Betfair or Geek's Toy or what's Fairbot is you've got access to all 600 games and you lose two or three, and then you think, oh, well, that one looks okay, I'll do that one. And that one looks okay, oh, I'll do that one. Oh, and look, there's a kickoff there, the German Bundesliga game, I like that. And all of a sudden, you're trading games that weren't on your list. And one of the biggest elements when I talk to people punting is my bad day is never a disaster because I control it. You guys will have win £10, win £10, win £10, win £10, win £10, lose 300. And you go, oh, for fuck's sake, I've had one bad day. If only I could keep my discipline. And that's what happens. So I like particularly new people. If you put them down the road of fixed odds, whilst it's slow, they can learn all the skills about discipline and that, and just putting bets on and not having any involvement. Trading is, I don't want to say it's an art, because but it is a skill. And it's really, that's when a skill of discipline and mindset comes in, to not get involved in games that you shouldn't, to not try and make games fit what you want to do, but make sure that they are exactly as they should be. And that side of it is completely different. And the trading day setup that people come on with me this year, you know, I'm taking control of that. They're not going to be trading any. If they do it in their own house, there's nothing I can do about it. But the stuff that I'm with them for, I'm going to tell them exactly what to do, when to enter, what to stake, when to exit, so that they learn over time. And we've committed to 4 years of this, a period of doing it properly, or hopefully doing it properly. Still, it won't be enough for people, because this desire to win money quick, and that's where these emails like backing 200 to 1 winners regularly, as if they're fucking running every day and we're getting 200 to 1 winners. It's complete bollocks. So yes, as I said, I'm rambling on, but it is about how you set yourself up. If I put a golfer up on the podcast, I've got money in a bank to bet golfers. If they're not part of your game, then don't do it. Follow. You know, there's no harm in following. It's that, oh, I'll jump on that one bet, and then you do everything. Everything now, this time of year, is about you, if you're going to get involved in football betting in particular, setting yourself up ready for August. Are you going to do fixed odds and trading? Are you going to do both? And once you get, what are you going to do? And once you've got that set up, then you're halfway there. It is just a matter of sticking to it, keeping good records. And I know even that bit's hard, but you know, that's where we can help you, and I can help you. If I'm not dealing with, I didn't get the email and all that shit, we can actually get into the nitty gritty of it and help people. Horse racing, completely different beast. Horse racing, you can go up and down like a yo-yo. You can lose quickly, you can win quickly. You know, I don't bet 20 to 1 shots in football. Yesterday I had two horses win at 16. I don't bet them in football. So a bad day yesterday on the horses spun round just on two or three decent prices. One of them was on two tabs. So instantly I've gone from looking at a 1,500, 2 grand losing day to a 2 grand winning day, you know, in the blink of an eye. I couldn't actually, when I logged back in the evening and did that tweet, I was absolutely amazed what had happened myself. But that is what can happen with racing. But it is a completely different mindset. And even with racing, everything I do, I stick to. You know, we look at it at the end of each month and we maybe tweak something price-wise or whatever, but the nucleus of what I do stays the same. I don't get and think, oh shit, I've had 10 losers on that, I'm binning that, because I don't know when the next winners are coming. I might be good at what I do, but I don't know what's going to win and what's going to lose. I know that everything I do has got a positive EV over time, and if I keep doing the same thing, I've got a chance. And I'm actually, you know, people in the seminars have heard me say it, whilst I might come across as a bit Jack the Lad and jokey, you know, this, that and the other on the podcast, when it comes to punting, I'm deadly serious, and I'm really boring, because I don't actually do much different. I do the same things day in, day out, which are boring, but it's that boredom that makes it pay. And I still get a buzz from the winners. I still get excited when goals go in. As you've seen me, I've had a really good run the last couple of weeks. I love it. You're staring down. I had one at the weekend. Was it Sendai? Staring down a sort of £1,200 loss. They score a late goal, spins it round to Gambara Osaka, wasn't it? Spins it round to a £1,200 win. It's like a 2.5 grand swing. Of course I get excited at stuff like that. But the core of it all is how you guys set yourselves up. And you will get emails like this, particularly with the football season starting now. You know, you're going to you get the racing ones, you're then going to get the Wimbledon ones next week, and then you're going to get the football ones from all these, you know, so-called experts. I don't tip. Mine are tools that I use. If you want them, you want them. If you don't, you don't. And I don't do mass marketing, I don't do affiliate marketing, I don't do anything. People know enough about me now. I've been around 12, 13 years online, that either you can use these tools and you've got the discipline, or they're not for you. But getting shit like that and responding to it and joining it, and I haven't clicked anything further. I'll be honest, I read that first line, wherever it is, what about regular winners at fairly regular basis, 200 to 120, and I just thought, get me out of here. And I expect that guy's probably sold 150 copies of that today at whatever it is, 100 quid a pop, and done and made himself 15 large for what essentially will be a load of old nonsense. So advice, it's how you set yourself up. And when people ask me, if you're starting out, I would always point you down the road of fixed odds, because you can put the bets on, leave them, done. You know, as long as you can accept that you might get to Monday and you've had five losers, that's fine. Football trading, the temptation. If you're the sort of person to be tempted to chase losses with your sat at a computer, it's probably not for you at this stage, unless you've got it in some form of managed program. I've seen people, you know, Kieran, who used to work for me, he was trading from 6 in the morning till 2 in the morning. He couldn't leave it alone. You look on Twitter, I don't know the guy from Adam, but there's one called Football Oracle. And he tweeted a couple of times, what, I've done this, I've done that. I look at the guy's betting full stop, women's in Vietnam. This, it can't possibly be. Just anybody using their brain to look at it, and I don't mean any ill of the guy, it just can't possibly be. You can't be sitting watching women's Vietnam football thinking, I've got an angle here, and then you've got an angle in the Women's World Cup, then you've got an angle in the Gold Cup, then you've got an angle in the Chinese Super League, then you've got an angle in Vietnam League One, then North Korea League One. It just can't be. And then there, it's what's on at the time. Oh, let's have a bet. What's on at the, what's on there? It'd be like me now. What's on at the football now? Is there a game going? We've got GKS Katowice versus GKS Tychy in the international friendly matches. I'm right in this. Yeah, there's not been a goal yet. There will be. It's complete and utter bollocks. If I started doing that, people are going to think, what's this guy on? And that's how I think. Maybe you're not, I don't know. But it's just, I just find it, you know, how people bet. I keep saying about the psychology of how people bet staggers me. So yes, apologies. This may just have been a bit of a long old ramble. But take anything from it. Don't join Ultimate unless it absolutely suits you. Fixed odds betting, slow burner, put it on. And obviously I've had some people move from Ultimate to trading, which is absolutely fine, and a couple of them I know will be disciplined enough to do it. Don't do trading if it doesn't suit you. You're better off doing fixed odds, in which case, from my point of view, Ultimate would suit you. And don't do racing at all unless you have got, you don't need a knowledge of it, but an understanding of the ups and downs of racing, and that it can turn on a sixpence. Quite often with racing, my profit will come in 2 or 3 good months of the year, and the other 9 I don't do anything. We try and manage it to be more steady, but you're dealing with animals, it is unpredictable. It's not like when the Premier League kicks off, we know that Tottenham will be up there, we know Liverpool will be up there, we know Man City will be up there, we know that Aston Villa won't be winning the league. When a horse race starts, they're animals, you do get, you know, the 200 to 1 winners and things, they do happen occasionally. And yes, people will quote Leicester at me, but go back over all the leagues over time. Ajax, PSV, Bayern Munich, Dortmund, Barcelona, Real Madrid, Juventus. It's a fairly predictable outcome within a thing. The key to it then is betting the right teams at the right price. You do get the odd upset, but not like you can in racing. It is completely different, you know. 25, 30, 40 races a day, you will get the odd shock. But to think that you can predict them regularly is complete and utter nonsense. It's got to be what suits you. And that is the key to everything, is how you set yourself up. So from today, how are you going to set yourself up to punt going forward? What's your goals? What's your targets? What are you trying to achieve out of it? Where is it all going? What's the end game? Once you know that, then you decide what pieces of the puzzle fit into that for you. And if you do want to be somebody who can sit and watch something that tells you there's been 8 shots on target and you can make money, fair play to you, that's what you do. If you prefer fixed odds bets off Ultimate, fair play to you, that's what you do. If you prefer to follow tipsters on Twitter who randomly put tips up and you can make money out of it, fair play. But it's got to be what suits you first and foremost. Ignore what I do. Ignore the stakes I do. I post things to try and motivate people, to show them that this game can be beat. I was talking to Chris Spreadsheets yesterday. Chris isn't a better at all. And I was talking to him about it. I said, Chris, the one thing with this game is the stigma. And, you know, those of you who listened to my podcast in March when I said about my boy going to Cambridge and he didn't want to say what his dad did. There is a massive stigma to betting. And if I walk in the pub and don't meet strangers, what do? I bet on football. Some will be interested, fascinated, or really. Almost 99% of them will say, well, he doesn't win, he can't win, it's impossible, it can't be done. That's what you're battling against. So it's all about how you set yourself up to convince yourself, first and foremost, forget other people, convince yourself and have evidence that you can make money doing it. Once you do that, then it's easy to convince other people because you can actually have something to show them. And if you know, if your wife's sceptical, you can say, look, love, I've made £800 this month. Then she's got a bit more confidence in what she sees and off it goes. Anyway, probably just a mindless ramble, as I say, unscripted. The horse trade is Nicholas. Just one thing on Ultimate. There has been a few who've created spaces, in mostly people who came on the trading day and they're moving from fixed odds to trading, which is absolutely fine. I said on the days, don't do both if it doesn't suit you. So I had a couple of emails about the 2 o'clock slot on the 1st of July. What I'm going to do, because you know, somebody said they might be driving around the M25. Somebody else said they're at work, can't access gambling sites on the computer. So I'm going to release some spaces at 2 o'clock on the 1st of July. I will then close it off again, and then I will do an evening release once I know the numbers, say something like the 3rd, 4th of July, 7, 8 o'clock in the evening, to give people a chance who couldn't get to a computer at 2 o'clock to get a go on the 7th, 8th. It is very unlikely we will get to August the 1st with any spaces, looking at people who want to join or people who have joined so far. And there is no, that's it. Once I feel it, I just cut it off and that is it. In other news, looks like Spurs are signing a player. And you may have seen me tweet this morning, the old Gooners have come out. It does crack me up talking about fair play. I don't even know what to say to him. I mean, it's almost unbelievable. He said that if Spurs can afford to pay 60 million after the stadium without having to sell a player, then I'd be looking at the FFP. We haven't bought anyone for 18 months, son. It's about three million a month over the last 18 months. We've sold Dembele, got him off the wages. Llorente's gone. We've been in a Champions League final and we've finished top four for the last 3 years. I think we'd be able to afford a £60 million signing, but thanks for your interest. I remember sitting in pubs with Arsenal fans saying to them that top four was not a trophy, which I believe it isn't, but they were jumping up and down as if it was because that seemed to be their trophy. And now I'm, and obviously I had to suck it up. We were finishing fifth or sixth. I had to look at them and suck it up and go, no, fair enough, you've got Champions League football. And there was a slight envy there, and now I'm having an argument with them about whether we're buying a player is FFP. How the mighty have fallen, Arsenal. Sorry, guys, you need to get yourselves in order and get back up that table for us to start taking you seriously again. I've upset a few there, and I, fuck me, if Arsenal Dave's listening, it's going to be lambasted. Football. Right, boys and girls, I might even hold a racing comp this Saturday. I might just do a little Saturday 1-3 races. I'll have a think, see what I'm doing on Saturday, see how much football there is. Have a lovely, what is it? It's Wednesday. Have a lovely Wednesday. Thanks for those of you who inquired about Sam. It's just Mum had a heart attack at this age, and she's just, her heartbeat has dropped right down. So she's just having a few tests. I think the next stage is going to fit a monitor that she'll wear for a few days. She's okay. It just flutters occasionally and gets a low heartbeat, but I don't know anything about that. But thank you for those of you who are concerned. I did meet Chrissy's spreadsheets yesterday, taught him a few new moves on the old Excel, so he's ready to go. Yeah, and as I say, I'll just be continuing getting ready for the season. So enjoy your Wednesday, and I will be back with you in the morning.